We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Alicia, did you watch the presidential debate last night?
I did.
Okay. Thoughts?
Yeah. Well, I kind of find it odd because I wanted to be educated about policies. This is the first election I've really taken seriously as an adult, and it was very disappointing.
Yeah. That's the problem for all the big push to get people to vote. If you watched that last night, I would feel a little defeated on, like, why am I voting
for
this?
Yeah, you still don't know who to vote for. If you were undecided, I don't think I'm with you. It didn't make it any clearer.
And it's more or less, I've done a lot of research on my own, but I just want to hear from them instead of hearing from what I'm reading in the news, what their policies are. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't get that. And I think it's really hard, and it's hard to explain to your kids. I'm trying to teach my kids why it's so important to vote. And right now I'm like, I don't really know.
Exactly. So the funny thing is, we were seeing rules being broken during this debate that we don't allow in the House. Like, the words shut up don't come up in the House, and that will get you a timeout if you're mean or something like that. Like, there would have been, I don't know, maybe a dozen timeouts handed out if that debate was happening in our House.
Absolutely. And the bullying, I mean, the back and forth of that is my oldest is in second grade, and he knows that he can't treat people like that.
No. And but my question is, when did it become okay? And this is Republicans and Democrats and others. But when did it become okay to set that kind of example? You know,
I don't think they had any interest in setting an example last night. I think they just wanted to push their message through.
Appreciate
and put the other guy down.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
What'd you think of the debate last night?
You know, I am like a glass half full type of person. But first of all, just my observation leading up to the debate, I felt like they were running the ads like it was a prize fight. So I think the media honestly had something to do with that. I got Hunger Game vibes, and it was really disturbing.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I'm like, and people think The Purge is, you know, fiction. But the only word that I had after was sad. I mean, we watched a former vice president and a president, you know, be told to shut up and called a clown. And I know it's probably not popular, but I think we have to take some accountability because we sit and watch it and we don't affect change. So I just hope everybody votes. Only way we're going to make that change.
You hope so. I appreciate your calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hello, this is Avila from downtown Buffalo.
Good morning. What did you think of the debate last night?
Oh, I think it was the epitome of toxic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I believe there's going to be a lot of spinoffs of a rap battle in the background. I mean, the only thing I got out of it is only you could prevent forest fires.
Yeah,
you know, the maintenance of a forest was something that was concentrated on. And, you know, it's just the snares in between, like, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was just one big kind of hot mess, I would say. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Good morning, Janet. It's Kelly.
Kelly, what did you think of the debate last night?
Holy moly.
Right?
I have never watched a debate. I'm embarrassed to say. I've never really shown that much interest. I'm not political. Neither is my husband. But what's going on in the world today, like, we need some leadership. I'm not saying who I'm for. I'm not saying who I'm against. but the two of them should be embarrassed of themselves, like you guys said before. Like, young kids are watching. My son and all of his frat buddies were watching it. They couldn't wait for it. They are for one person. I'm not going to say who. But what came out of last night? It was more like Family Feud, a bad version of Family Feud. And some of the questions weren't even answered. They were dodged. And when you're dodging questions, the both of them, it makes you feel like,
It was interesting, interesting that you say it was your first debate that you watched, and you voted in the past. So, yeah. So why was this the first one? What drew you to this one? And this wasn't like other debates, just so you know. This was a weird first debate to watch. Why haven't you gotten involved before, and why this year?
Because of the state of affairs our nation is in. It's a mess. It's scary for the future.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I just don't feel like anybody cares about another person. I mean, I don't know how a president's going to change that, but we need a lot of reform. You know, the economy's coming back. And the COVID thing, I think that was a low blow by Biden. Trump had, I mean, COVID was new to everybody. I'm a healthcare professional. We didn't know how to handle it. How the heck will we expect the president, who's a non-medical person, yes, he's got medical people on the board. Yeah, he said some stupid things going against the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's contradictory, but it's misleading. We need somebody to look at and be like, he's got our back. He's doing what's in the best interest of the people. I don't know if that was done or not. I don't know, because what would you have done in his shoes? It's the first time for everybody.
I kind of wonder where our great leaders have gone.
I don't know. I just think there's another agenda.
Yeah, of course there. I don't know. There is. Side note, your son. I was just going to say, on a side note, you said your son and his fraternity was watching the debate. Was there a drinking game attached to it, and what was it?
Now, Janet, as a mother, I would not even ask that question. What I don't know.
That's
won't
right. There was
an organized drinking game. If Biden said malarkey, you would do shots.
They're playing it.
Yeah, if the word China came up, you would do shots. And so by the end of this thing, I didn't hear malarkey, but I did hear about the China virus.
You know what? Every time somebody said something, you know, shut up, you're a clown. Yeah. I mean, they probably should have drank for that. They'd be loaded. But
it'd be like a bingo board, you know? Yeah, I'm glad he's getting the experience of college.
Oh, he is, the full effect.
Yeah.
But, you know, as Biden being the vice president, like, who disrespects the president, calls him a clown? I just thought that was kind of telling of his character. Don't you?
I mean, you don't have to name call. No, you don't have to name call. And again, I miss us having a great leader, and one that didn't have to get to the level, and one wasn't better than the other. I put them equally at, like, what was that? You know, I appreciate you calling. Thank you so much. Love talking to you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this? Hello? Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Stephanie, what'd you think of the presidential debate last night on television?
I mean, I got to say, as much as I agree with everybody that, you know, they both weren't great, I mean, using someone's history of addiction as like a talking point, I found that to be completely distasteful. As somebody who has lost somebody because of an addiction, I mean, is that his selling point for being like a great leader?
Yeah, he was bringing up Hunter Biden.
We have a huge drug addiction in our country. He wanted to, I'm the better of the two because your son is an addict. I mean, that's our president right now. So everyone can say something about a clown or something like that, but look who your leader is now. That's the level he is stooped to.
And if you have that in your life, that would resonate even more. Appreciate you calling. Thank you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning. Kind of makes my stomach turn a little just to even hear people support it one way or the other. You know, we've kind of come to a point where it's all about popularity in this country. I mean, we have a TV personality as our president, and, you know, the Democratic Party puts up a presidential candidate just based on him being a two-term vice president. You know, so that's really where we're at in this country is, you know, it's two people who shouldn't be up there debating for our vote. And then we have to do this the next day, you know. It's just kind of sickening. It makes my stomach turn at this point.
Did you watch the debate last night, like front to back, or how much did you actually catch?
I did, and it was just sickening. I mean, you know, the sooner all of us realize that the way we treat each other in this country is more important than money, I mean, that's when we're going to start making some change.
I agree with you on that. There were some lessons to be learned last night, and it's going to be a hard lesson. I hope people were paying attention like you were.
Appreciate you calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I my jaw's on my lap as I drive into work. The woman that found fault with Biden for calling him a clown, our president embarrassed himself even more so than he does on a regular basis last night with the way he behaved. I mean, it was
what part of the debate were you just like, I cannot believe these are our candidates?
I can't believe this is my president. It wasn't even 2 minutes into the debate, and he was interrupting people left and right. How many times did he have to be told to be quiet?
It
really blew my mind. And the fact that he told white supremacists to stand back and stand by.
That was a Proud Boys moment, and now there's a Proud Boys shirt that says stand by. So, yeah, those were the words that came out of the president's mouth. Not stand down.
No. Stand by. Yeah. I mean, literally, and it was hard to hear everything everybody was saying because they were talking over each other, which was very frustrating. I wanted to hear the message, you know?
I agree. Biden really held his cool, which I was very impressed with. It was like debating a toddler orangutan. Trump had absolutely zero self-control, and he can't take direction. It was frightening. It was scary.
Yeah. Appreciate
it. And it sounds like you're on one side for sure.
I was going to say, I have no idea who she's going to vote for, but I think either or, you know, it's frustrating
but that,
for everybody.
Jan, that is the nation right now.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Trinity.
Welcome, Trinity. What did you think of the debate last night?
Personally, I thought it was a mess, but I also think it was an embarrassment for the U.S. because that's our president.
Did any of the questions you might have had about what policies were important to you and what direction the candidates were going, was anything answered for you last night?
I don't think a lot was answered. I feel like Biden tried, and then Trump made a lot of excuses or attacks whatever Biden said. I'm not saying Biden was especially strong, but he at least tried, I think.
Appreciate you calling. On Facebook with the question, who is winning during the debate last night? Kate said, America's down by 7. Kara says, haha, no one. Robert says, no one. Kelly says, Trump. Denise did hashtag riding with Biden 2020. Denise, a different Denise, said, hot mess. Sherry says, no one, especially the U.S. Lana said, good question. Megan Phillips said, no one. Stephanie said, oh, I think we all are. And then all the crying, laughing emojis.
Yeah, I think so. If you were backing somebody going into the debate, I don't think your mind was changed. I think it's very clear that debate-wise, it was just a real messy affair. So I don't think any stances were changed the day after the debate. There's going to be another one, so plan this on Wednesday night.
Hi, Kiss. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning, Kiss 98.5.
I was trying to call to see if I can get on the radio for the debate thing.
Yeah, we're talking about it right now. Welcome. What's your name?
My name's Nick.
Nick, what did you think of the debate last night?
I think Trump did really well.
You do?
In what way?
Yeah.
Do you think? Examples.
I think he had pretty good talking points as far as what they're actually doing about global warming and climate change and everything. He actually is doing a couple things. And I'm glad that he brought up Hunter Biden and everything that he has going on with Russia, because they pushed the fake Russia hoax on Trump for a very long time. So I think a lot of people needed to hear that.
It raised eyebrows. You know, everybody was on their phone Googling that as soon as he brought that up.
Yeah. So I think those were pretty much two things. And I really wanted to hear more about, like, foreign policy and stuff. And I think some of the questions were...
How about this? What if it was no longer a debate and it was just a moderator that interviewed each candidate. Maybe we would get farther with that.
Then you'd have to get a moderator that isn't politically weighted one way or another, and that's virtually impossible to find at this point.
I guess if you ask the same questions, appreciate you calling. Thank you. 644-9850, asking what you thought about the debate last night. Hi, Kiss.
Oh, I just was watching the whole thing completely in awe that these are the two candidates that we have to pick between.
Really? What part didn't you like?
It's almost like they came out revved up for a fight.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, well, but it was billed that way. I mean, it was everything but the octagon. Like, this could have been a UFC matchup the way it was being promoted. And they did talk it was going to be gloves off. So I think there was this expectation that there would be no kindness between the two of them. I think, like me, if you're like me, you wanted to see what are you going to do to fix the problems that we got right now. They started to try and explain the fixing, but then it would get just very mean-spirited between the two of them. A lot of name-calling, and then we didn't hear the fix.
Right. I mean, how are we expected to be united as a country if two grown men can't even get on stage and unite in a debate to educate people to come out and vote for what they believe in? We can't even get a straight answer. They were both dodging questions. They were name-calling. They were interrupting. It was just a complete and utter disaster.
Yeah. The caller before you was bringing up Hunter Biden. And there was the claim that Hunter Biden got $3.5 million from the wife of the Moscow ex-mayor. Just a little side note, she tops Forbes ranking as the richest woman in Russia. Just in case, because you hear about you think of a mayor's wife, and you wouldn't be thinking of her being a billionaire, but just in case you didn't know that side.
Savvy investor.
Very savvy, yes.
Right. Just saying.
Very.
But they run a different game over there.
Well, I'm watching it, and I feel like I'm well-read and well-versed on what's happening in this country. I really wanted to hear what somebody wanted for the next 4 years of our country. I wanted to hear
what the plans were. Like, yeah. I've got plans to do this, and it just, you couldn't get a sentence finished. And then at some point, literally, the three people involved with that debate were all talking at the same time. It was ridiculous.
I mean, we already know our country is not in the greatest state. It's already a mess. So let's move forward. Let's figure out what we're going to hear. It was just kind of like, this is what you haven't done in this many years, or this is what you didn't do for Corona. They weren't telling us what was going to be done. They were pointing the finger at what was already a disaster.
Right. Here's to hoping we find our way in these next, 30-ish days. As we move towards the election,
Right. Agreed.
In case you're wondering, the wife of the former Moscow mayor, she made her money in cement. Just like she literally, right?
I want to be her friend.
Exactly. Sell cement and she's a
savvy investor.
Savvy investor. Appreciate you calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lynn.
Lynn, can you believe we're kind of talking about politics?
I know it's a little crazy, but it's okay. It's not as bad as some other places.
Okay. So just like what did you think of the debate? Did it change your mind for who you're voting for?
No. So I kind of look at it this way. I was watching it and I was just laughing the entire time. I feel like it's as if 2020 has been a hot mess already. So, you might as well throw a comedy into it because that's what it was. It was like SNL skits are going to be blown up. Yeah. And
weren't you like watching it?
The Mean Girls.
Yeah, it was. But like, I was watching the debates last night, and weren't you in your head seeing the new SNL skits of how they would do it?
They're writing their lines as they were saying them. I'm not here to push my political agenda on anybody. And everyone's going to have their own opinion to everything. But I feel as if, one of these men is a businessman. He's not a politician. So he's not going to talk like a politician. He's going to talk like an American person because that's really just what he is born and bred into. The other one, I think, should have stepped up a little higher to kind of show him really what it was supposed to be like. And he just kind of met him at an even keel. It's like, you two are just acting like little babies, like little boys, like get it together. Yeah. I mean, I could say a lot more right now, but I'm going to clean it up.
But you know what's scary? So if you the equivalent is 12 years in the White House, and because if you think of Donald Trump, 4 years, Joe Biden, he was 8 years as vice president, and that's what we got.
Yeah, I mean,
we deserved more.
This is pretty sad that this is the best that we have. I mean, we're becoming a like a laughingstock. We're the mockery of the world. You know, we're supposed to be the best country and the most powerful, and we are just the laughingstock to everyone else. Everyone else is watching it. Like, look at this mess.
So a couple side notes watching this thing, Trump had this ability to kind of, so Chris Wallace is moderating. He would turn to Chris like he's his buddy and they would kind of spar sometimes, but then he'd be like, come on, Chris. And at that point, I'm like, well, wait a minute. Hold on. Are you guys friends? Like, what is going on? It was a weird dynamic of personalities. It was weird when Joe had some prepared statements, zingers, like one-liners. It sounded like they were written for him, and he would turn to the camera and deliver them with precision. And then the rest of it, you know, he's not the best speaker, I think, sometimes, just because he's got a little stammer issue going on, which a lot of people do. It was tough for him to get his message through. That was my thought. Regardless of what the message was, it was just hard to get it through with all the noise of three guys talking at once.
I think everyone, just everyone in America themselves, need to just get themselves more educated on what politics actually mean. I think it just becomes a popularity contest. You don't like what this guy says. You don't like what this guy says. Well, no one really knows the difference between really what the definition of Republican, Democrat, blue and red, all these things really mean. Who paid attention in history class in high school? Come on. You know, they don't really do a great job teaching it in college either. So if you don't know it, you just make up whatever you want because of what you see on TV.
And probably what your family believes. Yeah, I think that rubs off too.
Kind of follow suit with what everyone else believes. And I think it's just like you need, I think the whole system, I think their whole agenda is just set up differently. I think every politician has a completely different agenda than really what they should have.
So
I
with
mean,
debate,
that's my own personal opinion.
With debate number one done, did it change or solidify your choice for what you're going to vote for this year?
Honestly, I hate to even say that I'm going to do this because I'm an American citizen, but I don't feel right picking for one or the other when I don't feel either of them are right. I will probably just vote independent, and I will take advantage of the fact that I get the, as a woman, the right to vote. But why am I going to vote for one if I don't really trust and feel good about him, and vote for the other if I don't really trust and feel good about him?
I would have voted for this could have been a good year for Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I might have voted for him.
Jan?
I mean, maybe what? Just Will Ferrell. I mean, you know, listen, come on.
Right. The Rock has angered one side because he decided to back a particular candidate. Uh-huh. And if you just follow his Insta, it's now where he would get. Yeah, it
he
has.
Joe Biden,
at least
right?
He'd be, at least he'd be good eye candy sitting in the White House. I mean, that's about it.
Did you see one of my favorite Rock stories that just happened? He was getting ready to film his movie and the gate outside his house wasn't working, and he literally ripped it out of the cement and put it to the side. Like, it's so him.
That's like every woman's dream.
I know. That's like, I mean, if we're going to have it be, I wouldn't mind it. Anyways, so The Rock for president is my takeaway with this conversation, and I appreciate it.
No, I think you just want to see him do manly things with his shirt off.
Well, that's it. It's like the Hulk, you know, just rip it off, you know, just go Mr. Clean on us.
I feel good about this conversation, and I really appreciate you calling in to voice your political opinions.
Thanks.
Nice talking to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.